You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Hey, 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 what is up? What's happening? I've been getting hit up in the DMs. Some people have been asking me of what to do when your company has a major change, or if it has been bought out, if they change the comp plan. I've been through comp plan changes. Thing about this, I was the number one earner of a company that merged into another company. And so that was, you know, total change, right? It was a big, huge change. What I'm not really talking about is what if your company closes its doors? Okay, that's you know, pretty clear, right? The only advice I'll give you if your company has closed its doors is don't you take on the guilt. I've seen that where a company closes its doors, shuts down for whatever reason. And then some of the leaders like, oh man, I've let people down. You didn't let anyone down. You were a great leader. You were leading your team, and somewhere in the company, something failed. And so there's absolutely no reason for you to take on the guilt if your company shuts down. You didn't do that. And oh, by the way, even if you did and you had to shut down a company and you were part of the shutdown, then you holding on to guilt doesn't help anybody. Get back up and do something that'll benefit the people. What I'm not really talking about is if you had a company shut down, then, you know, that wasn't your fault. Don't hold the guilt. Don't think that you were a big disappointment to everybody. Will some people blame you? Some people blame everybody, you know, so people are looking to, you know, to blame someone all the time, but that doesn't mean you have to accept that blame. So if you were part of the company shutdown, or your company did shut down, find a new option that will help someone out. But I'm specifically talking about what if your company got bought out, or what if you had a major change, like a comp plan change, et cetera. So know that there will always be people, good or bad, that are opportunists. And they will take the confusion to move you in a direction of their benefit. So there's always going to be people that if there's some major change, they're like, hey, the sky is falling. You need to come do this thing. And I'm not saying, because I can't blankly say that that's, you know, terrible or that's wrong or that's bad. But always know there's always going to be people trying to vie for your attention and trying to get you to move with them to benefit them. Okay. And so you just want to, you know, be aware of that. Be aware of that when someone may be speaking their truth and what they believe to be true, but it may not be the best move for you to go away from the company. And so what I would suggest is to not draw conclusions, to not say, oh my goodness, this is, you know, just going to suck. Or take the opinion of someone else that has a beneficial interest of getting you to leave or getting you to quit or whatever. It may be a blessing. It may be. And one thing that I would suggest is if you're in that situation of company got bought out or you had a major change, is to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Go do the work and see, just see. Did the change, is it change for the better? Will you make more money now? Is it easier? Are there new, you know, tools, resources, or whatever? Because, you know, there's something I heard from Mark Yarnell, rest in peace. Mark Yarnell said there's a big difference between a 10-year career and 10 one-year careers. There's a lot of people that have a lot of one-year careers, right? Or two-year careers, right? Where they're in a company and they jump over and, you know, hey, listen, sometimes that does make sense. I'm not saying it never makes sense, but I would just be very cautious to draw the conclusions that a big change in your company means it's a terrible thing, because it may not be. And so what I would, you know, suggest is maybe, just maybe, this new change is an update that you can use to reach out to people. Hey, I don't know if you heard or not, but we just, you know, merged with this other company. Hey, I don't know if you've heard or not, but hey, we just made this big change and it's actually a lot easier now, or it's a lot better now. You can, you know, you'll always verify what you believe to be true. So if you tell yourself, this is something for my good, and this is something I heard Bob Proctor talk about, one of his mentors, he said, no matter what happened, if a business of his, you know, closed its doors and it was a $1 million business, he'd say, that's good. If something bad happened, he'd say, that's good. If something good happened, he'd say, that's good. He saw everything as happening as something for the positive, something to be learned or something to be celebrated. Now, on the flip side, a lot of people, more people, they see every change as that's bad, right? So they'll find a $20 bill on the road and be like, wish I could find more, right? They'll have something good happen to them and they'll find what's wrong with it. You know, if they have a lucky streak, they're like, I wonder when this is ending. And so instead, why not think of the positive? If you've recently had a major company change and you're like, you know what? I'm not going to listen to the naysayers. I'm not going to listen to those with opinions. I'm going to put my head down and just test this thing out. I'm just going to go to town. I'm going to go to work. And so if you've gone through some changes, don't just create stuff in your head of how bad it is or whatever. Use it as an update. This could be an exciting update. Maybe this is exactly what you could go to prospects with and have it be something exciting. Have it be something new. Have it be something that gives you a reason to reach out to some other people. I mean, that's what I would be doing, man. And so, you know, recently there was a pretty decent size, you know, company that was bought out. If I was part of that company, I wouldn't be jumping to the wrong conclusions. I wouldn't be jumping to bad conclusions. I'd be reaching out to everyone. Hey, did you hear the news, man? Ooh, we got bought out for, you know, $1 billion. And man, they got some really exciting changes coming. Now has never been a better time to be a part of it. That's how I would do it. That's how I would do it. Use it as something exciting, not something to be afraid of, or not something to assume that it's something bad. And so if you know someone that's recently gone through a change, feel free to share this with them, because it may help them out. It may end up being the best thing for you, but not if you're conjuring up all the things that are negative, not if you're drawing all the wrong conclusions, or all the negative conclusions, then, you know, that's probably, you know, going to be your future. Instead, use it as something exciting and start to look in your life. What else can you use as exciting? What else can you use as a positive change? Something that gets you fired up and make it happen.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits. to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.